Remember, this Korean swimming comp is the same event where Australian swimmer Mac Horton made world headlines for refusing to stand and shake hands with Chinese swimmer star Sun Yang, who's still under a cloud. The Jack case has raised questions about whether Australia has a double standard on drugs in sport. David Sparks reports.
The former head of ASADA, Richard Ings, yesterday accused Swimming Australia of trying to cover up Shayna Jack's positive drug test. But other experts say Swimming Australia did the right thing by staying quiet. Nikki Dryden is a former Olympic swimmer for Canada and is now a human rights lawyer.
My understanding of the rules is that they do have to keep it quiet. It's in the athlete's hand as to when he or she wants to reveal. Now, obviously, that changes over the evolution of the process. So the process isn't just like you test positive and that's it. There are a whole host of things that go on, from testing of the A sample to testing of the B sample to the provisional suspension to the investigation that ASADA goes on, and then to the actual case that's filed against you, your response. So this is going to go on for months.
Professor Jack Anderson is Director of Sports Law at Melbourne University, and he shares that view.
Unless and until ASADA completes its investigation, and unless and until the athlete herself makes it public, well then Swimming Australia followed proper procedure and policy and did not make the provisional suspension public.
Shayna Jack is now in Australia with her family and continues to claim she has no idea how the banned substance got into her system. She's been provisionally suspended. The timing is awkward for Australia after the country got behind Olympic champion Mac Horton's stand against accused drug cheat Sun Yang from China. FINA chose not to suspend Sun for breaking rules during a visit from drug testers last September. But the World Anti-Doping Agency is challenging that decision at the Court of Arbitration for Sport. Some have criticised how long that process is taking, arguing it should have been completed before these championships. But Nikki Dryden says she can understand why it's taking so long.
Both parties would have had to agree to an expedited process for it to happen sooner. So I think the normal course was that September it will be decided. You know, perhaps it could have been done a little bit earlier, but, you know, you're not going to do it in the week before the World Championships necessarily.
Regardless of what comes of the Shayna Jack and Sun Yang cases, Jack Anderson says we need to ask ourselves some serious questions.
We're trying to vindicate the rights of clean athletes. Catching cheats is secondary. And I just want to give kind of one context that is important. We're still retrospectively testing samples from London 2012 Olympics. Last week, the 60th medal had to be handed back because of doping. 8 of the 60 medals were gold medals. This is a significant integrity threat for sport, and we must deal with it in legal and ethical terms.
That's the Director of Sports Law at Melbourne University, Professor Jack Anderson. That report from David Sparks.